Tom Cotton, Democrats Try to Profit from Migrant Deaths. By Neil Monroe on June 30, 2022. Pro-migration liberals are using the truck full of dead migrants to push for even more migration, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, said Wednesday. Liberals are responding to this tragedy by calling for amnesty, he tweeted on June 29. But this would invite more illegal immigration, human trafficking, and suffering, and the last thing we need is to make this border crisis worse, but amnesty would do just that, he added. The Democrats' effort to shift the public focus towards amnesty for at least 11 million illegal migrants also helps them obscure the central role of their border opening policies in the June 27 deaths of 51 migrants. The dead migrants were found in a truck, abandoned roughly 150 miles north of the U.S.-Mexican border. Those dead migrants are just a small share of the migrants who die at sea. On highways, in deserts, rivers, jungles, and snow as they try to slip through the growing number of loopholes carved in the border by President Joe Biden's progressive deputies. A June 25 poll shows that only 11% of 1,500 adult citizens strongly approve of Biden's immigration policies. 41% strongly disapprove, said the YouGov poll for The Economist magazine. The attempted shift of focus was reported on June 29. Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin, Deal, said he has restarted his immigration reform talks with Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, while the senators have been traveling together throughout Europe this week. We've been talking the last couple days about reviving that immigration effort, Durbin said in an interview. And I think what happened at the border with finding 51 dead migrants in that tractor trailer is what I would call a Uvalde moment. I hope it sparks an interest in finding a bipartisan approach to dealing with immigration. Durbin's comment about a Uvalde moment is a reference to the massacre at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, which sparked Senate action on gun reforms and produced the first successful piece of legislation on the issue in decades. They're just trying to use tragic deaths to their political advantage, a Hill source told Breitbart News, adding, those deaths would not have happened but for the Democratic border welcome policy that Joe Biden has put in place. For Democrats, nothing short of totally open borders is a just alternative. In their eyes, anything short of unlimited, unchecked migration of future Democratic voters is always going to be to blame for anything bad that happens. They have zero concern for the deaths of the 50 people in a box truck. They don't have a preference on whether they die or not. If they did, Remain in Mexico would be in place right now. Because that's when we didn't have box trucks full of people dying in the sun. They're happy to break as many eggs as they need to get what they want, he said, adding. They don't mind if they screw over American citizens. They don't mind if they screw up some of their election chances. As long as they can create a migration system in which immigration controls don't have any effective meaning, then it's worth whatever price it took to get there. That's why you can never shame them out of this political policy. The mass inflow of migrants forces down wages for white-collar and blue-collar Americans and raises families' housing costs. The mass inflow also aids drug smugglers, scrambles kids' K-12 education, and minimizes the high-tech, labor-saving investment that is needed to help American employees stay ahead of their Chinese and European rivals. Yet Democrats also mask their policy of extracting young people from poor countries as noble support from Democrats for the helpless victims of oppression. This is horrific, tweeted Mexico-born Representative Chuy García Diehl, shortly after the bodies were found in the overheated trailer truck. We need to end Title 42 and fix our broken immigration system so these unimaginable tragedies stop. People fleeing violence and poverty deserve a chance at a better life. Multiple media reports show the dead migrants were not refugees fleeing oppression, persecution, or war. Instead, they were ordinary economic migrants who were rationally using Biden's loose border policies to get themselves and their children into low-wage jobs in Americans' workplaces, USA Today reported. Authorities confirmed that one of the surviving Mexicans from the trailer was José Luis Guzmán Vázquez, 32, from San Miguel Huautla in the southern state of Oaxaca, according to Aida Ruiz Garcia, director of the Oaxacan Institute for Migrant Attention. A cousin, Alejandro López, told Milenio Television that the family worked in farming and construction and migrated because we don't have anything but weaving hats, palms and handicrafts. Reuters also described the same motivations in a June 29 report from Oaxaca City, which is a remote mountainous community in southern Mexico, where a single telephone connects a few indigenous families to the outside world. The last time Javier Flores called his family was June 19, when he told them he had already crossed the border and was hiding in a house in Texas, according to Velasco. Flores' family is now anxiously hoping for news that he is alive. "He told me he was going to look for a better life," Flores' mother, Virgilia Lopez, told Reuters. "To send his kids to school, help them get ahead and have a better future." Metro.co. UK reported on June 29. Carla and Griselda Carrick Tambriz, originally from the Kolkata canton, Nawala, Solola, died in the truck which may have been carrying as many as 100 people across the Mexican border into the U.S. One of the youngsters reportedly said before embarking on their journey, "Let's achieve our dreams and also help our family." The girls' identities were confirmed to Guatemalan-based newspaper El Metropolitano by immigration consultant Fernando Castro Molina on Tuesday afternoon. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the DC establishment has extracted at least 40 million migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as legal or illegal workers, temporary workers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point. It is brutal to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities, shrinks their salaries and wages, raises their housing costs, and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. Extraction migration also distorts the economy and curbs Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to use stoop labor instead of machines. Migration also reduces voters' political clout, undermines employees' workplace rights, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy built on extraction migration encourages wealthy elites to shift their sympathy to grateful migrants, and away from the despairing Americans at the bottom of society who sometimes vote against the elites' political interests. That migration-enabled betrayal of fellow citizens then alienates young people and radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture. The extraction migration economic policy is hidden behind a wide variety of noble-sounding excuses and explanations. For example, progressives claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that Americans have a duty to accept foreign refugees, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. But the colonialism-like economic strategy also kills many migrants, exploits poor people, and splits foreign families as it extracts human resource wealth from the poor home countries. The migration policy also minimizes shareholder pressure on companies to build up beneficial trade with poor countries. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.